This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil, now streaming, only on Hulu.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Jason and Alexis podcast is brought to you by our friends at Sears Imported Autos, serving four generations of happy, returning customers.
Sears Imported Autos is just 10 minutes west of downtown on 394 in Minnetonka. More information at searsimports.com.
You know what drives me crazy?
Two-hour themed Zoom meetings with our boss.
A phone call from B. Arthur?
No, buying something pre-owned and having it break in like 2 days.
That's the worst!
It is, but you know what? If you're buying a pre-owned car, get it from Sears Imported Autos, and you won't have that problem, believe me.
Really?
Oh, absolutely. They have an amazing selection of certified pre-owned cars that are vetted. Not just checked, they are vetted.
Wow, that sounds very dramatic and serious.
Well, it is. Sears takes it very seriously, and they back it up with extensive warranty coverage, which equals peace of mind. You know you're buying a quality car, and you know you won't have to worry about something happening, and I love that.
But I don't want to leave the house.
Oh, I hear you. And a lot of people don't want to leave the house. That's why you can browse and even complete the whole car purchasing process online. Like, from your couch. You can do it all at searsimports.com. Again, searsimports.com. And you can also configure your dream car, and then they'll find it, and even if you want, bring it to your door.
How about financing? Because I assume I have to pay for the car?
Yes, Lex, you do. Sears has so many financing options, and their staff makes that part of it so easy and painless. I'm not kidding, I was amazed when I bought my car there recently, back in November. The financing portion, which I usually dread, took, and I timed this, 6 minutes, no joke. I laughed. I was like, what? It's one of the things I remember most from that glorious day, and it's one of the many reasons why Sears Imported Autos won best of the best from Mercedes in 2018 and 2019. And they've been serving four generations of returning happy customers for over 55 years. That is remarkable.
Sears Imported Autos, 10 minutes from downtown Minneapolis on 394.
For more information or to see their huge inventory, just go to searsimports.com.
We are so glad you're here. Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the 8 o'clock and final hour of Jason and Alexis in the Morning right here on My Talk, where talk is fun.
WTF.
And cheap. That's right. I'm Jace, Lex, Dawn, and Kenny. We have Brooke and Rebecca standing by. Is their day going to suck? There's only one person that can tell you that. That can answer that question, and that's Alexis.
Can I read your stick?
Time once again for Jason and Alexis, well, mostly Alexis, to read your stick.
Can I read your stick?
You can read it if you like.
We got some sticks here.
That's right.
Shaky, shaky.
Alexis is ready with her box of magic fortune sticks. What stick will be yours? What number will be yours? You are about to find out.
That's right.
Mystic enchantress of sticks, Dawn McClain, please identify our first stick person.
Our first stick person is Brooke, and she's on the phone with us right now.
Good morning, Brooke.
Good morning.
Morning.
How you doing?
Hey, girl. Hey, I'm great. How are you guys?
Hey.
Doing better now that you're on our show.
Mm-hmm.
Brooke, would you like Alexis to focus on your personal or professional life this morning?
We're going professional. First day back at work after maternity leave.
Welcome back, Brooke.
Hopefully it goes well.
Yes.
Well, actually, we were about to find out.
About to see.
Here we go. That sound you hear is the sound of Alexis shaking her box. Mm-hmm. And in a matter of seconds, a stick is going to pop right up from that box. And that is your stick. And it comes complete with a lucky number. Take it away, Alexis.
All right, Brooke. Woo! All right, Brooke. Your number is 76.
76. Be Arthur's biological age.
That's dumb. Ooh, all right, Brooke, here is what your stick says. Although she reached a great position, she did not care for earthly things. She brewed instead the pills of heaven, forging immortality in her earthly crucible.
Whoa, that's a lot to take in.
Okay, so here's what it means. This is an extremely good fortune. Your position in life should improve, and great wealth is potentially at hand.
Ooh.
Right.
Any plans you're acting on at the moment are likely to be successful and lead to high prospects.
Yes!
If you're ill, you will soon recover with proper treatment. Visitors from overseas are likely, and your personal relationships will be happy and content.
Oh my gosh, this is amazing.
Wow. Okay, so you're back to work after maternity leave. It also says here, power comes in two forms. Temporal power, being head of your group, the big boss, able to throw your weight around. But you're also one who understands real power, and look for the second kind, spiritual power. Do not seek to dominate, but to become so fully with one that you never die, living forever in its ebb and flow. Immortality is the ultimate union of you and is the greatest symbol of true power.
Oh my gosh, you're immortal.
Wow.
I mean, Brooke, you're basically an Avenger.
Yeah, it's what it sounds like.
It says it's attainable only if you use this life, the earthly crucible, to help and care for as many as you can.
This sounds like more than a day worth of a reading.
Whoa!
talking about eternity.
First day back.
Whoa! You're like, I just want to be with my baby. Actually.
Well, caring for your baby and others. Oh, that is a lot. Wow.
But there was something in there about wealth, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Great wealth.
Kids are expensive.
Kids are expensive.
Yes, they are.
Yeah, they are.
We're going to move you down to the cashier window, by the way, Brooke. You
qualify for the delayed payment plan.
How delayed?
I'm thinking I'm going to give you 6 months to pay me $1,000. Okay. On this date,
that's good, Brooke.
Yeah, on this date, 6 months from now, and I can't do that math, by the way, you owe me $1,000. Even
$1,000.
Okay. Yeah. Remind me in 6 months. We'll see if I'm sleeping by then. But.
Yeah, mommy brain will take over, right? I still have it.
6 months. Keep in mind, Brooke, we take Venmo, Google Pay, Samsung Pay, Diners Club, Discover, MasterCard, Visa, and that's
a personal
about
check.
It. No
I'm
personal checks,
an
though.
Alarm. Oh, I'm setting an alarm right now. You do have her phone number, correct?
I do.
We do.
Absolutely.
We do. Yeah.
There it is.
All
right,
Brooke, change your number. You got 6 months.
Hey.
Okay.
Have a good first day back, Brooke.
Yeah. It's going to be a great day.
Bye.
You got this, Chris Mama. Brooke.
Mystic Enchantress of Sticks, Dawn McLean, please identify our final stick person.
Our final stick person is Rebecca.
She's on the phone with us right now. Hi, Rebecca.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I don't think my stick reading is going to be nearly as good as hers. Like, wow.
She's basically Iron Man. I mean, seriously.
For real.
Rebecca, would you like Alexis to concentrate on your personal or professional life?
I would like professional as well today.
Okay, here we go.
Okay.
Alexis has begun the arduous task of shaking her box. In a matter of a second or two, a stick's going to rise from that box. And that's what the universe deems as your stick. Take it away,
Rebecca. Ooh. Okay, your stick is three.
Three.
Ooh, okay.
The amount of souls B. Arthur has already crushed this morning.
All righty, professional. Here's what it says. The turtle dove invades the home of the magpie, leaving one a thief, one homeless, both discontent.
Oh.
When plants of different natures twist together, nobody can possibly tell what they hide.
Oh, no.
Okay, this, I don't know if this will resonate with you with work, but it suggests that unless you change your ways, you're likely to bring only disharmony and trouble for yourself and others.
Uh-oh.
Unless you take great care in what you say, you're likely to be the target of harmful gossip.
No, Rebecca!
Oh, God!
Be extremely careful about your health, and it would be unwise to make any new business decisions. Don't travel, and you have little chance of financial success in the immediate future!
I mean, it can't get worse than that.
Oh, gosh, wow, this is the
Rebecca.
Yin and yang. Okay, here's the reflection part of this, okay? This poem is a warning. Don't mix together, because the turtle dove and the magpie, nature keeps them separate for a reason. So, to bring them together, it just doesn't make any sense. If you try to do this, it's unnatural, it's wrong, it will only bring you grief. So go your separate ways. Maybe there's someone at work that's causing distress, or maybe it's the actual job, I'm not sure. But if you stay together, be honest about the problems that they bring and work it out.
She's trying to cry out for help. What do you need to say,
yeah,
Rebecca?
Are you?
I hope that I don't have, that I'm not, nothing bad going on at work. I love my job.
Okay.
Now, there could be,
I have a behavioral condition for kids on the spectrum.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my word.
Yeah. Kenny barely gave me a deal on last time.
Oh, that's right. Last work time. Out for the magpie. Mm-hmm.
She's a repeat customer, Kenny, so if you want to adjust your pricing as we move Rebecca down to cashier window.
Yeah. Rebecca, it sounds to me like you're addicted to math. Is this true? Are you a meth head? Are you currently addicted to math? Did you spend the weekend in jail? You got out yesterday, and now you're on the way back to the Hennepin County, the county jail, Ramsey County, wherever it is?
Rebecca
no,
is
I
delightful.
I just spent the weekend taking care of my mom from foot surgery.
Oh, see,
you can lay all the sob stories you want on me, but as my talkers know, when you get a
okay, does it help if I tell you this, Kenny? Last week I got bit by a kid.
Oh,
yeah, that's a child.
And it bruised so badly that it's actually like it's covering up my memorial tattoo.
Oh my gosh! No. Listen to the layers of pain she's been through.
Yeah, layer upon layer of sob story here being laid on me. But I am I'm cold. I'm an accountant, and I need my money. Bad readings always cost more. So
okay,
you are not on the 6 month plan. You owe me $1,000 right now.
Wow.
Well, then I guess I'm going to have to tell the boyfriend I can't pay rent this month.
Yeah, that's what it means.
I love it.
That's
okay.
That's what it means.
You know, I always live in the back
Kenny's
of that
your new
Honda
boyfriend.
Civic.
Yeah. We love you. We love
Rebecca.
You, Rebecca.
We
call
do.
Him sick.
Calling yeah. sick.
Love you guys.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Oh, God.
Just the messenger. Hard.
No.
Just the messenger.
The readings are now over.
Oof, yeah. Eights. Wow.
That was rough. That was a rough road, girl. Oof. Very rough road.
He's so sweet, though. Oh.
I know. It's hard to be.
Yeah,
she takes
just
care
one bad
of
day.
Kids on the autism spectrum.
Yeah.
I know, and we're charging her $1,000.
Right.
But, you know, that's fine.
This is all for fun.
Just put it on a credit card. You'll get some points. Hey, guys, listener rewards for the month of October. Enter to win a pizza oven for your grill, plus Ooh. Ray-Ban sunglasses from ShopGo Optical, plus round.
You can do it.
Huh?
Ground round trip airfare from MSP to Asheville, North Carolina on Sun Country Airlines. See everything up for grabs on our website. Elizabeth Reese is next. A great smile is worth $1 million, right, friends?
How about 10 million?
Sure, Lex.
But does it have to cost $1 million?
Not if your dentist is Dr. Amy at Hughes Dental. She's the best. Dr. Amy is also one of 10 accredited cosmetic dentists in the state of Minnesota.
And doesn't she take, like, 1 million hours of continuing education classes every year just to stay up to date?
Yeah, well, not 1 million, but at least 75 hours. She's the best. And she...
Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
Really wants to help all of you get the best smile possible.
Now through the end of the year, Dr. Amy is offering $1,000 savings when you commit to a minimum of 4 porcelain veneers. So many of Dr. Amy's patients take advantage of this offer. You will love the way you look with your new smile, and you get to save money while doing it.
It's so easy. Just go to Hughes-Dental.com and click on the free video consult request.
It's the perfect time to get a new smile with fall events right around the corner, you know? And be sure to let the team know you heard about Hughes Dental from your friends at MyTalk.
Again, that's Hughes-Dental.com.
This is a MyTalk Dirt Alert.
The biggest entertainment headlines of the day, you'll find them right here in the Dirt Alert with Elizabeth Reese. Hello, Elizabeth.
Good morning, friends.
Morning.
Good you know, morning. Kim Kardashian and Kanye West might just be like, they really love each other, really admire each other, and they're happier not being married.
Yeah, either that or they're going to get back together.
Yeah, I don't know. Something's going on. Kim Kardashian is gushing over Kanye West in a new interview. She told the Wall Street Journal, Kanye will always be the most inspirational person to me. And that he has a piece of Skims, her shapewear company, and gives the team inspiration, but also information. She said, I think he enjoys the process. You know, big news for Skims, just announced yesterday that they're collaborating with Fendi on a capsule collection. Mm-hmm. If you want to buy a pair of leggings, they're going to cost you $1,100.
Ew, really?
$1,100 really? Leggings. Yeah, guys.
That's ridiculous. No, see, that's just... That just irritates me.
Come on.
And I don't even wear
leggings.
Well, I do,
that,
but yeah.
They're Fendi.
It's
yeah,
Fendi.
That's true. But...
Well, I do, yeah. That's funny, Jason.
Thank you.
Wear leggings on occasion. Leggings are great. They hold everything in. It feels really wonderful.
Yeah, that's true.
So, I don't know. You know, she filed for divorce from Kanye West back in February after nearly 7 years of marriage and 4 children together. And they have an 8-year-old, a 5-year-old, a 3-year-old, and a 2-year-old. I might argue that even in the best of circumstances, that's probably the most difficult time in a marriage.
Oh my gosh, I bet.
7 years in and 4 kids. Tiny kids is just a ton of work. It's like, yeah, it's a ton of work.
Yeah, well, and I think also in her statement, the ding, ding, ding there is that he still has a stake in her company.
Yeah.
Yes, they're raising children together, but they're also financially attached business-wise.
So
they have to say nice things about each other, even though... It could be very sincere and genuine.
Yeah.
And she's probably really happy that he isn't around.
I think she probably is.
Yeah.
I think it's probably a nice little level of distance that she gets to like maintain a relationship with him.
The creativity
that he is, you know, they're co-parenting together, but she doesn't have to manage the marriage because that feels like it was a lot of work for her.
Yeah.
There you go.
Seems like it just from afar. We're like, God, this is a lot of work for us to even read all this
stuff. I felt exhausted even talking about it.
Well, it keeps us talking about him, too. That's the other thing.
I know,
it's the attention
totally
they want and need.
Yeah.
Guys, the latest Bachelorette's relationship is over. I know you find this shocking that this process isn't 100% successful.
Are we sad about this relationship breaking up?
It's Katie Thurston and Blake. I don't know. I mean, I'm not really super invested in them, but she said, we are not compatible as life partners, which is why you shouldn't get engaged after 6 weeks. Listen, I'm all for the fun of The Bachelor. I really think we need a shift in it, though. I am all for the fun. I think it's fun to watch. I messed up yesterday in our Dirt Alert because I got confused about what nights things are on. It's Dancing with the Stars on Monday nights and then The Bachelorette on Tuesday nights. And right now it's our hometown gal, Michelle, who's from Edina. It's fun to watch. What I would like to see, is Neil Lane completely removed from the show. Like, I just don't want to see an engagement at the end of this. I think it's unrealistic. It's ridiculous. It's so disgusting to think that you were, like, sleeping with someone else within the last 3 days of like, committing your life to another person. You know? I mean,
yeah,
and
gross.
Again, like, I'm not even unsupportive of dating multiple people at one time. Been there, done that. It was great. Like, it's fine. But I just think this idea that you have to get engaged or that that's even an option is just silly. And then it sets them up for total failure.
Yeah, it
because
really
you can't just come out of this bubble for 6 weeks engaged and be like, oh, now we have to pretend that we're quiet forever. You know, pretend that we don't know each other because we can't give away the secret. And then all of a sudden we're supposed to have like a normal functional relationship.
Yeah. When you don't really know them, you cannot know somebody in, what'd you say, 5 weeks?
It's like 6 weeks.
Yeah, 6 weeks. Yeah.
No, especially in a group setting.
It's different. Other Some people will say, though, like, my grandparents met and 2 weeks later they were engaged and married. Like Kelly Hansen, her parents got married. I think they got engaged after 2 weeks. Kelly, listening, let us know. But
yeah, they knew right away.
Right, you hear that all the time. Grandparents just did this.
Oh yeah,
Elizabeth's gone.
Oh, Elizabeth's we just lost Elizabeth.
She might come back.
Well, Kelly Hansen did that same thing. That
was Kelly Hansen is probably here in the building because she's going to be filling in for Steve today.
Okay.
Oh, okay,
so she's probably already here.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Literally. Well.
He can give offer tennis bracelets or earrings.
Yeah, maybe
not an engagement ring.
Right, because if you don't know and you don't watch The Bachelor or Bachelorette, he is the jeweler of the show, and so he comes on and says, "Hey, pick out a ring here," and he gets a whole bunch of promotion from it, and has become successful anyway.
Yeah. It's
Hello.
Got exciting there.
Yeah.
The little word said
We thought it was Kelly Hansen's grandparents that
came
they
down
didn't like what you
from
said.
Heaven and they yeah. were tired uh-huh. she's gossiping about me. Anyway, they broke up. Watch Michelle on Five Eyewitness News tonight.
Oh,
on The Bachelorette.
Yes.
Very convenient. Britney Spears says her family has hurt her deeper than her fans will ever know.
Ooh, she just don't care no more, does she?
She's done. She's absolutely
just, like,
done.
Post everything on Instagram.
She said, I get it. Myself. They're only available to me when it's convenient for them. Well, I'm no longer available to any of them now. I don't mind being alone. And actually, I'm tired of being this understanding Mother Teresa. That might be a stretch, but whatever. If you're rude to me, then I'm done. Peace out. All love for Brit. Not quite Mother Teresa.
No, but absolutely relatable, don't you think?
Yes.
She's done so. She says, I'm only 5'4", and I've played the bigger person my entire life. Do you know how hard that is?
Kenny just tweeted that out.
This is what happens when you're 40 years old. You just do not care anymore.
Nope.
Feels great.
Nope.
Yeah, it does.
It's, 47, let me tell you. Ooh. Care even less. When we come back, a lot of TV talk, so stay right there. Don't forget to follow us on social media. Lex in the City's Donna Dark, Jason Matheson. Don't follow Kenny and follow Elizabeth next.
Jason and Dawn, did either of you know that St. Mary's University has a Bachelor in Science degree in Applied Psychology now?
You mean St. Mary's University right here in the Twin Cities?
Yes, I did hear that. And it's fully online, too, so it's a great option for busy working adults. There's such a demand for careers in counseling, social services, school psychology, and human resources that a degree in applied psychology can provide the foundational knowledge needed.
The best part is that this is a degree completion program, meaning you can transfer past credits. Also, you can earn college credit using work and life experience. And you can complete this program in as few as 2 years.
So cool. I've heard great things about St. Mary's University. Their faculty and staff really become your allies on your educational journey. They are there and want you to succeed. How can someone learn more?
Just go to smumn.edu or enter my talk keyword St. Mary's.
Jason and Alexis in the morning. Streaming live right now on our app. But you can also listen to us when it's convenient for y'all. Find us later in podcast form. Speaking of podcasts, don't forget to download the new episode of News from the Krabby Coffee Shop. You can find the newest episode on GarageLogic.com or on our website. And the newest episode of Two Fairy Godfathers. We dropped a new episode yesterday. And we drop a new one every other Monday through the holidays. And then we'll take it'll be the end of the season there. So, so much TV. So much TV to get to. So let's start.
Where do you want to go first?
Let's do UK real quick so Kenny can nap. It's been a very difficult couple hours for Kenny. Oh, did you?
Yep.
We're talking Drag Race UK, so this is the point of the show where Kenny can take a small, small nap. I have thoughts. This season, I'll give you my general one. I'm still loving this season, and I'm still loving this season probably more than some current American seasons. Lex, how are you feeling?
Yeah, same. I love the queens. I was two episodes behind too, Dawn, and both kind of had group situations going on. The second to last one, or most recent one, the four that won that did like the slower version of the pop, they're my top four.
Oh, yes.
The other four can just, they can just go. I wish that all of them were just eliminated.
Except for Skitty. Kitty Scott Claus, do you like Kitty?
No. Yeah, Kitty, of the four there, my favorite of those four. But yeah, Kitty can go too.
Oh, God, she's my favorite.
But the other team, I was just goo-goo for them. Well, you know, I like Theresa May, and I love River Medway.
Yeah.
Or Medway River.
What's funny is those are two of my least favorites.
Really? Who's your favorite?
Well, actually, my least favorite, and spoiler alert, was eliminated. I cannot stand Charity Case. It's just too, it's like one note, and I get that it's her thing.
It's
but,
like the best cosplay ever.
Yeah.
But yeah.
It's cosplay. It's very unique. Yeah.
I'm sorry, yes. When you're putting an animal mask on every other episode, that's cosplay.
And the group challenge, I was with RuPaul. They did this group challenge, My Talkers, where they had to create a commercial for this drag version of an Alexa. Right there, that's funny. There's so many possibilities. Both teams, to me, I would have fired everybody. I would have sent three people home, and I'm not kidding. I would have been, because they were both so not funny.
Yeah.
I mean, beyond not funny. It was horrible. I would have sent, I'm not, like I said, two or three people home. I've been like, bye. You're so bad. You all go home.
Yeah. And we didn't get an elimination, which makes me really mad.
Yeah.
Oh, for that. Yeah.
I'm like, oh no, don't do this. They don't deserve to be saved. I know it was Scarlett.
Envy.
No.
No, Scarlett, I know who you're talking about. I just can't think of her last name. Yeah. And she was a whiner, too, this last episode. I'm like, oh, gosh. The walking
false,
away.
Yeah, confidence that you're just,
Yeah, it just was a little irritating.
Oh, I know who it was. It was Vanity Milan and Scarlett. Scarlett Harlot.
That's Scarlett Harlot. Yes.
And she should have gone home.
Yep.
The first week. And then she was saved, and then she was up for elimination again. And not sent home.
Yeah.
And Vanity is this real quiet queen, My Talkers, who really needs to step up because she is, to me, very forgettable. And it's just like, there's a lot of loud queens on the show, and she's kind of disappearing into the background. And
yeah, she's starting to shine, though. She'll get there. And she was really, of all of the people, because you're right, they did horrible in the Drag Lexa, all of them. But of the, you know, bottom of the barrel, I thought Vanity did a good job. She was very loud and did what she needed to do. It was just, the concept was just terrible.
Yeah, I mean, but yeah, you're right. She was the best of the worst.
Right, yeah.
you're, yeah.
Oh, you don't like River or Theresa?
Theresa Dry, no.
What about River?
River's okay. River, I have grown to not dislike.
Okay. So who's your favorite then?
Kitty's Got Claws.
So funny.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah. And the other one that you just mentioned, like, your two favorites.
Theresa and River. There's Crystal Theresa, left.
Ella Vidae kind of shined this week for me. Like, I for the first time understood why she's there when she was in the girl group that, you know, they're the underdogs. I was like, okay, I really do kind of like her.
Yeah.
But I'm not a fan of Crystal Versace. I think this whole, like, I'm beautiful, I have a great body. You know what? A lot of people do. I mean, look at me, for God's sake.
Exactly.
Well, yeah, I mean, that could get old. You're right.
It does.
You have to have a sense of humor like you.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
To me, even though the outfits are different, every Crystal runway presentation, it's the same. It's the same thing to me. There's nothing. Look, I don't like Charity Case, but at least when she comes around the corner, I'm like, what's going to happen?
Oh, God, I'm scared,
you know what I mean?
And I'm grossed out.
But
God, she's gross.
Crystal is just like an Instagram queen. And look, hey, it takes all kinds to make the world go round. It's just not my cup of
joe. Oh, my gosh, when she went to sing.
Oh, horrible.
That was like, whoa, that's real bad.
Oh, horrible. Crystal. Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Yeah.
RuPaul's Drag Race UK available on the Worlds of Wonder app. Let's go to HBO now. We're doing some TV talk, going through some shows. We're catching up on We're Here, the docuseries season 2. Had a new episode last night. Did you guys watch?
I did. Yes,
I did. Did you watch? What'd you think of last night's?
Oh, I love this show.
And, I do too.
They went to Del Rio, Texas, and one of the queens is the mayor of the town. And I just thought his message was so nice. And it was they filmed this during June, so during Pride Month. And so there was some official government things that they did, you know, declaring the day and all of that. But yeah, he's really sweet, and what a great support for the other two who are younger, you know, just kind of figuring themselves out.
Yeah, Queens. It was great. It was great, Kenny. This is a small border town with, you know, and with these towns, you know, you have some stereotypical worries of, oh, you know, are they going to accept me? Are they going to accept a mayor who is openly gay? And they did, and they elected him, I think, by quite a big margin. So that was, you know, some progress that was great to see. And very charismatic. He was a guy that was born and raised there, moved away, moved back, and ran for mayor and won as an openly gay man in a small border town. It was pretty extraordinary. And just the other Joey struggling, you know, with his parents to try to have, you know, the parents were loving, but trying to understand his, I hate the word journey, but his journey right now. Mm-hmm. And I think that's relatable for a lot of parents. And I love that.
Yeah. Just like, I love you. Just give me some time to understand. You're our son. And that's just what we've always seen you as, like mijo. And then all of a sudden, it's not all of a sudden, but it feels that way. You say, I feel like a woman inside. It takes a little while to go, oh, okay, I love you.
Yeah.
And I'll be next to you. I just need some time. And that's basically what they were asking for.
And I think, you know, we have to afford our family members, like, unless it's hateful and they're just spewing vitriolic things at us. But we as gay folks, if we want acceptance, you know, not tolerance, you know, I hate that word. You tolerate a rock in your shoe. You accept people you love. I don't like that word, tolerance. Yeah. But if we want the acceptance, we also have to give our family and friends grace to understand our process, and give them that time if they come to us lovingly with that request. We can't get defensive, and we can't immediately label them as being unsupportive. You gotta walk them through it. Especially older generations that just don't understand. They don't understand some terminology. They don't understand the process. And you gotta have a little patience. I know it's hard, but you do. And that was a great message in that episode last night, I thought. So
yeah, I love this show. It's just so fun when they roll up in their buses that are shaped as a purse and like just, and they had the football gear on for the town. And it's just
because probably
so
the
joyful
excitement of seeing a big promotional vehicle that's shaped like a purse or whatever.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, people are like, what is it? And then the drag queens get out and they're like,
oh
no, God, let's go to church.
And Bob with the braids that hit the ground.
Yes.
You know, Bob's my favorite. So of all
I
time.
Love Bob.
So to see just the three of them, they're just great, and the way they work together, and to see the behind the scenes people, how they prepare the choreography and the costuming and which wig, I love that they're pulling the curtain on that this second season.
I just think they're just doing really good work. I think going into these smaller communities, and I hate making repeating myself with this, but really opening people's hearts. I think not physically when they're there in the town, and then through the viewers, it really does. I think it changes people's perceptions. And my goodness, that's using TV for good. So when we come back, what person, place, or thing has jumped the shark today? Dawn has it when we return. I'd rather die than have to live in a storm like before. Jason and Alexis in the morning. Welcome back. What person, place, thing, authority figure, person on the street are we done with today? You're about to find out what has jumped the shark.
Fire up the book. I'm jumping the shark.
It's not as good as it used to be.
Things have gotten worse, not better.
What happened to you?
Jumped the shark.
It was Dumpamundo.
Okay. Yes, this is my jump the shark today. If you've ever met me in person, you know that I wear a lot of makeup, more than some drag queens. I have a certain type of concealer that I love. And it is a brand that, you know, it's not really everywhere. It's not a Maybelline or, a product like that. So they used to have it at, I'll just say it, at Sephora. So that's where I originally got it, and I haven't been able to find it. So there are a lot of Sephoras out there. So let me just say, you know, just maybe not the one you thought I might go to where I encountered this person. So I go up and I have social anxiety. I don't know what it is, but I think I am an empath and I am reading people's emotions and they freak me out. You know what I mean? Like, it's just like I get a lot from people when I walk up to them already. It's like I know they're either giving me good vibes or not. So I walk up to this young lady and she's somewhat friendly. And I had a picture of the concealer that I need on my phone. And I go, do you guys still sell this concealer? Because I've been looking for it and haven't been able to find it. And she goes, I don't think so. She kind of looks around and then she asks another person, this guy. So he comes over. He takes a look at it and he goes, no. And I was like, okay. And then I'm so uncomfortable by their non-customer service attitude that should be open and friendly because you know what? I would have been willing to have them convince me to buy another product. If they would have been nice and welcoming, I would have been like, the reason why I like it is because it's like a little bit more tacky than some concealers, but it's not too much. So anyway, they were giving me such like go away, especially the dude who he said no. And then I said, oh, I was just so nervous at that point because they were rude. I am not precious. I don't need to make any new friends at this point. I just want some basic customer service. And so he goes, no. And then I tell them, I go, I'm hooked on it because it's the right consistency. I didn't even get two words out. And that dude diverted his eyes somewhere else and didn't even give me eye contact anymore and was just looking down. And the girl goes, just like they could not wait until I got away from them quicker. I'm like, you guys know I do. I wanted to go. Usually when I come in here, I spend about $200. I don't know if you get commission on that, but I'm not because then you're a Karen, right? You can't say anything like, well, you're rude. You know, I'm not going to do that to their day or mine. Just, no, you should. Kenny, I should.
Yeah.
In the moment or call the manager after?
I just, I can't waste my time. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to use it for a radio segment. And I'm like, you know what? It's not going to help them at all because they probably won't change their attitude. But it's just, I don't understand where customer service has gone. It's like a lot of, do I sound old? I'm sorry.
No.
But you're just getting a lot of people with attitudes that are like, I do not care to serve you. I don't like my life. I mean, listen.
Yeah, see, I would have said, thanks for the amazing customer service. Have fun at the soup line. And I would have walked and turned around and walked.
They'd go, what's the soup line?
Now that sounds old.
I don't think
you can get a free haircut.
It's so hard to, you know, keep employees. I don't think it matters. But I certainly didn't matter to them. I don't know what... What
it matters
I did
to the owner and probably the manager. Yeah.
It's just like...
Clowns.
I'm like, gosh, the girl at least attempted to smile, but he just looked down and away. Like, he could barely, acted like I was just a bane of his existence.
Like the unpopular kid.
Yes, it made me feel very much like that. And I'm like, looking at my outfit, I'm like, maybe it was my purse. Maybe I didn't have cool enough clothes on. Maybe they just thought I didn't look like a customer that they could make a lot of money. And then I'm like, why am I wasting my time with this when I can turn this into a jump the shark?
Yeah,
absolutely.
Yes. But I just in general was wondering if you guys, I just, you know, I've been a server before. I've been, you know, I've worked in restaurants in, you know, for years in my 20s. And even if somebody was super creepy to me or even just like you couldn't stand them, I still smiled and was like, okay, I'll get you that third condiment that you've asked for in the last five minutes. And all of that seems to just be gone.
My favorite, Dawn, is to troll independent record store employees who are always better than the customers.
Oh, yeah.
So for sure. I will just come at them from the other way and say, I guess you know Craig Finn is the new Bruce Springsteen, right? And they hate both Craig Finn and Bruce Springsteen. and they just, they can't. Yeah. And I just, that's what I do. God. I just troll them.
Well, go out there and be yourself, because nobody, not even the people at the bar, can tell you're doing
harder.
It wrong.
Yeah.
Right, Lex?
Sure. Yeah. You be you. Yeah. Have a great day, everyone. We love you so much. Dawn and Steve up next. We'll talk tomorrow.